I'm Phil Nee with sports. Big wins over the weekend for the Richland Center Ithaca cross-country teams. Owen Dreyer and Pearl Fretz won the high school races. Mercy Fretz came back to finish second in the middle school race. Here's a look at how it went at the Cashton Invitational for RCI. For the boys, Owen Dreyer, first meet of the season, runs it in 16:33. Braden Burns finished fifth overall at 18:03, and Benjamin Santel, 18:19, sixth overall. Will Harpin was seventh with a time of 18:41. So four of the runners in the top 10 for Richland Center Ithaca. Ben Waterfall was 17th, Sam Harpin was 18th, and Andrew Melby 21st at the meet. For Kickapoo Lafarge, Lane Miller, their top runner, with a time of 20:22. Talon Johnson was 23rd, Braden Turgeson 26th, and Brady Walker finished 29th. Also at the meet, Richland Center Ithaca girls, led by Pearl Fretz with a time of 20:48. Margaret Lawless with a 21:04. Adeline Lawless, 22:49. And Eva Martin, 22:52. Again, four runners in the top 10. Rachel Waterfall was 16th. Lacey Allball, 33rd. And Ava Gottschall, 40th. For the Kickapoo Lafarge girls, Kendall Andelsek was 12th. Colby Andelsek, 13th. Aubrey White Murphy, 32nd. Ella Goodwin Schliffer was 35th. Willa Schmidt, 38th overall in the Cashton meet. Riverdale runners were at Iowa Grant on Saturday. The Chieftain team finished 9th overall. Their fastest runner was Wyatt Schramm with a time of 19:38. Kalen Williamson was 41st in the meet. Dylan Topper, 49th, and Alan Horton was 51st for the Riverdale boys in the meet at Iowa Grant. And River Valley and Bosque Bell both were entered in the Gail Johnson kickoff at Onalaska High School. Bosque Bell boys took 4th, led by Kipton Brown, who was 8th overall with a time of 18:13. Greg Fry was 15th, Owen Bacon 20th, and Graydon Richter 36th. Dexter Zart was 44th. For the River Valley boys, Nathan Hamilton finished 5th. With a time of 18:03, Ramsey Amble, 42nd, Jacob Wagner, 61st, and August Polkinghorn was 62nd for the Blackhawks. For River Valley's girls, 4th place for their team overall, led by Molly Maas with a time of 21:14. She was 6th overall. Brielle Grant, 9th. Aubrey Anlicker was 28th. Hayden Heglin was 29th. And Reagan Sackett, 32nd for the River Valley Blackhawks. For Bosque Bell, they finished 7th as a team, led by Paige Carnop, who was 16th place with a time of 23:17. Kylie Kinzerdahl was 24th, Nakia Stitzer was 38th, and Hannah Dilley 49th for the Bulldogs. High school sports really gets ramped up this week with lots of events, including soccer action. Richland Center soccer team slated to play Wisconsinites Barneveld on Tuesday and then open up conference play on Thursday night at home, and that will be against Dodge Point. Volleyball action in the area, River Valley among the teams involved tomorrow night as they will play a non-conference duel with Darlington. Over the weekend, hometown in baseball, Verona and Fort Atkinson got to the bottom of the first yesterday before the game was stopped by rain, postponed until 6:30 on Tuesday night. Ashton went 10 innings with Columbus before winning 9-8 after trailing 7-0. If Verona wins, they host this coming Sunday. If Fort wins, Ashton will host as the hometown of baseball teams get down to the final rounds. The Texas Rangers avoided being swept by the Brewers in a weekend series with a come-from-behind 7-4 win yesterday. The Brewers jumped on top with 2 runs in the first, but the Rangers then scored 7 times. Starter Dustin May took the loss, pitching in a game 4 days after he was hit by a line drive against the Mets. Gary Sanchez belted his 200th career home run in the defeat. Kyle Harrison takes the mound tonight in Chicago, starting a 4-game set in Wrigley against the Cubs. Here is manager Pat Murphy talking about how to play Brewer ball in this big series.
I think there's signs of this, but we got to play a certain way. We got to play with a certain intensity. I mean, people like to say we're the underdogs. Well, that's fine. We're just trying to say we have to play a certain way. The expectation can't be, well, we got a better record than them, so we're better at this, this, and this. We have to play a certain way, and it'll be a great opportunity, great environment.
Cubs and Brewers tonight on WRCE FM 107.7. Also in baseball news, the Cubs lost to Cincinnati yesterday 7-5. Pittsburgh 5-4 over St. Louis. Atlanta 3, Colorado 2. Miami 6-2 over Washington. In the American League, Cleveland 11, Kansas City 1. Toronto 7-0 over Seattle. The Yankees 16, Boston 1. Minnesota 5-1 over the White Sox. Baltimore 8. The Athletics 5. Interleague play, Dodgers 6, Detroit 1, Tampa Bay 5-4 over San Diego, Houston 6, the Mets 3, Philadelphia 5-2 over the Angels. The Packers have traded for running back Caleb Johnson in a deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. ESPN reports that Johnson rushed for 69 yards on 28 carries in 10 games during his rookie season. Green Bay has a big void at the position after veteran Josh Jacobs was placed on the NFL commissioner's exempt list Sunday. He was charged with domestic abuse late last week. Jacobs will be paid, but he can't play or practice. The Packers also traded backup quarterback Kyle McCord to the Dolphins for a draft pick. Badger head football coach Luke Fickell says his football team has improved balance and depth going into the 2026 college football season. Some injuries during training camp gave more work to backups, especially along the offensive line. Buckeyesfifthquarter.com reports that wide receivers Shamar Rigby and Malachi Coleman didn't get much work in the spring, but they have emerged as potential contributors to the offense. The team's roster has improved depth at nearly every position after a busy offseason of work in the transfer portal. The Bucks still need to make some moves as the start of the year comes up. The roster has to be trimmed. Players can be cut, but a better strategy might entail trading a quality piece like sharpshooter A.J. Green. Milwaukee's roster has to be cut from 17 standard contracts to 15 before the season opener on October 21st. Scottie Scheffler is the FedEx Cup champion for a second time. His victory Sunday in the Tour Championship also moves him past Tiger Woods atop the PGA Tour career earnings list. Scheffler began the final round three shots behind Victor Hovland. He caught Hovland in four holes, took the lead for the first time on the 13th, and the Norwegian did not catch up to the number one player in the world. Scheffler won for the third time this season and ended any debate about who had the best year on tour. Scheffler also won the FedEx Cup in 2024. That is an update on sports for a Monday morning. I am Phil Nee.